Arkansas reforming casino rules in wake of controversy. The hotly debated issue surrounding casino licensing in Pope County continues to simmer, with the recent approval of proposed modifications to casino gambling regulations by the Arkansas Racing Commission, ARC, becoming a significant turning point. In a strong emphasis on fairness and openness, ARC Chair Alex Leblong underscored the necessity of transparent procedures and legal mechanisms to ensure a seamless experience for all parties involved. Pope County Casino remains at the center of controversy. The casino license granted to Pope County has sparked controversy, resulting in multiple legal disputes and disrupting both the county and the state. As billions of dollars pour into Arkansas's casinos annually, efforts have been made to tackle the Amendment 100 challenge presented by the state's constitution, which received approval from voters in 2018. The CRA was empowered by this amendment to grant licenses for four different casinos, thereby paving the way for gambling establishments in Hot Springs, Pine Bluff, and West Memphis. Approval from Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is required before the committee can implement the proposed legislation. Following that, a 30-day public comment period shall commence, during which the committee will assess the revised laws prior to presenting them to the legislature for review. Notification of the commencement of the public comment period shall be made through an announcement in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Doralee Chandler, the Deputy Attorney General responsible for overseeing state agencies, proposed the possibility of granting approval to the revised regulations in March, thereby concluding the public comment period that lasted 30 days. Subsequent to the inquiry conducted by the council, it will be mandatory for the committee to sanction Pope County's latest casino license, implement a new appraisal system for applications, and establish a precise date for the 30-day application period. Commissioner Steve Anthony emphasized the utmost significance of precision, urging fellow members to steer clear of any potential gaps. Delving into the application scoring system, Chandler illustrated that each submission would be assigned points, with the highest score taking precedence. A noteworthy alteration in the suggested regulations is the omission of the phrase "unless a compelling reason is presented." If no casino license is granted or if an existing casino license is annulled, cancelled, or revoked by a court, the proposed regulations state that a new application period will be made available. Rewriting the qualification script, Leblong was candid about previous mistakes in the commission's evaluation of casino applications and expressed a genuine willingness to engage in a transparent and productive dialogue regarding this issue. In addition to Leblong and Anthony, the Arkansas Racing Commissioners consist of Mark Lamberth, Denny East, Michael Post, Bo Hunter, and Steve Landers. Chuck Garrett, the CEO of Cherokee Nation Businesses, voiced his gratitude for the committee's endeavors during their gathering, emphasizing the tremendous economic influence that their Legends Resort could bring forth. Legends Resort and the Cherokee Nation Casino and Business faced a setback as the Arkansas Supreme Court dismissed their plea for renewal. This decision was based on the court's determination that the team's acquisition of the Pope County casino license contradicted the 100th Amendment. The democratic process relies on the participation of numerous electoral commissions, which actively contribute to the continuous evolution of laws and regulations. Ahead of the upcoming 2024 general election, a petition was submitted by Arkansans for a local voice, urging for a significant change to the Constitution. This proposed amendment aims to revoke Pope County's casino license and necessitate the consent of residents residing in the region where the casino is intended to be constructed.